coordinator at the University of Wyoming, Jake Dickert, joining us here on the program. And Jake, it's certainly a pleasure to have you on. Congratulations on the new gig with the defensive coordinator running the Cowboys D. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm actually down in the Midwest where it's about minus 40 today. So just trying to make my way around, finishing up recruiting and trying to stay warm a little bit.
Wow, you didn't think you were going to get that assignment, did you?
No, I saw it coming a little bit, but, you know, it's way warmer in Wyoming today. So I was telling everybody down in St. Louis about it.
Well, having lived in Laramie and gone through some of those days in Laramie, that's good preparation, right?
It is. You know, I tell them it's like it's 20 to 30 degrees out. It just lasts a little bit longer than it does down here in St. Louis. So and growing up in Wisconsin, I'm very well versed for this type of weather.
Well, that's probably just a normal day in Fargo, isn't it? When you were with Craig at North Dakota State, I mean, that's pretty average in the winter up there.
Yeah, when we were there, you'd get weeks of zero to below freezing weather. So, yeah, I'm very, very versed in this stuff.
Well, that's got to score some points for the recruits that you're the one that's coming out in this. You're like, man, these other guys aren't out here. We're here. We're committed to you.
It is. They're, you know, we always like to say at Wyoming we're pretty honest, and I like to show recruits some tape of, you know, getting out in some snow games and getting them up with families and just experience our weather. So it's an advantage to us, and I'm down here kind of trudging through it. One of the coaches said I was the only one to show up today, so I feel good about it.
Did you point out to them that it was a lot warmer in Laramie today than it was where you are now?
I did. I said, if you guys can handle this, I mean, it's Laradice where I'm at today. So it was. They always think it's a good thing.
Jake, named defensive coordinator as you replace Scotty Hazleton, as you guys did a really good things the last couple of years with that Cowboy defense. What does it mean to you to be promoted from within, that Coach Bull has that confidence in you to continue what the Cowboy defense has been doing the last two seasons?
Yeah, and I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, it's a body of work of what we've been able to establish the last couple of years. And, you know, they're very thankful for Coach Bull and Tom Berman to kind of entrust me to carry on, you know, what we've done. But, you know, it hasn't been just a product of what I've done. I mean, our players and their work ethic and the culture that we've kind of developed the last couple of years. And then obviously having, you know, the staff members, you know, stay on. And it's a lot of things that we've done together that point us in the right direction, and hopefully we can continue to evolve and to find little ways that we can continue to improve, you know, going from year two to year three.
I was going to say that in the success that you've had the last couple of years, I'm assuming there won't be any major changes in how you're going to run the defense or the defensive philosophy at the University of Wyoming. Maybe some tweaking, but overall I'm assuming it's going to be about the same.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was my big message to Coach. I mean, it's a smooth transition, and if you're not evolving, you know, you're kind of dying in the world of football. So there'll be some small things that we'll look at. You know, to the naked eye, you know, someone probably couldn't see a lot of different things between year one and year two, but there was enough in there, and we got some areas that we can improve on and need to focus on some different things. But, you know, I think as a staff, really, our goal the next 2-3 weeks will be finding ways where we can continue to find things that fit within our package, and then find ways to, you know, playing with a few young guys, what are their strengths, you know, and how can we play to what these guys do well. But 90% of the package will be what we've established the last couple of years.
How will, do you think, being defensive coordinator at Minnesota State, Mankato, and Augustana for three seasons prior to coming to Laramie, how will that help? I mean, do you use anything from your time there in terms of how you operate as a defensive coordinator, or is it completely new now?
No, I mean, I think there's experiences of, you know, in-game adjustments and getting some of the processes of how you want to call a game, how you want to prepare to call a game, and I think there's a lot of experience that I've gained, you know, through those 3 years of doing it at those places. You know, I look back sometimes, and even you learn a lot since I've done it in the past. And I think one thing that I learned a lot most from Coach Hayes was how you prepare to call a game. you know, just preparing for things that you might see in stumbling blocks and adjustments that you might get to within a game. So it's not a complete new thing. So I think I'm going to lean on the experience that I've had in the past, as well as some of the things that, you know, I've learned, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years to really be ready to attack this day one.
It must be great to be appointed, you know, the defensive coordinator. But then you look out there at the roster and you say, uh-oh, I don't have Dewey, I don't have Epps, I don't have Granderson, I don't have, you know. You look across there and you've got some big holes to fill with this coming season. Do you have the guys behind them? Are you confident you've got the guys to fill those holes?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. That's been the first question out of most people. you know, and the biggest thing I like to say is, you know, those guys showed our young guys the way. They built a foundation. When we got here, the guys you mentioned, they were hungry to be successful because they weren't before we got here. And I think we've got a lot of young guys that see how to prepare, how to work, you know, how do I study game tape. And all the guys you mentioned were phenomenal players, but they were also one of our best at preparing and working and being leaders. And, you know, we've recruited a lot of guys since then, and they're hungry to show what they have. And I think this spring will be huge. And, you know, but those guys laid a foundation, and I think our guys are challenged, you know, with trying to carry this on and improve it. And, you know, I think a lot of people are going to say we can't. And I think that's going to fuel a lot of people around our building.
You may be biased on this next question when I ask it, as you were the safeties coach there the last 2 years. But were Dewey and Marcus the best safety duo in the Mountain West last year?
I'm very biased, and the answer is yes. And for me, they've made my job so easy the last couple of years to come in and to be able to coach these two guys. But I, you know, that's an easy answer for me, and it's yes. And I owe, you know, those were one of the first two guys to text me, you know, when this thing came out yesterday, and I owe them so much, and love those two guys, and excited to see where their future goes.
Well, and I think, you know, we have a pretty good idea that Dewey's going to get drafted. Maybe he's going to the combine, did really well in the Shrine game. Marcus, I felt like, and I've said this for the last few years, he's the most underrated player in the Mountain West Conference, bar none, either side of the football. Is he an NFL guy, in your opinion?
Right off the bat, he's going to come in and improve an organization from day one. And I think he's going to be those guys, when I met with all the scouts, to just be like, I just said, get him there and watch him work, because he's as smart as they come. He's instinctual like they come. I think we've improved his tackling ability in the last couple of years, and he's going to make an organization better. That was my sell. And then watch him go to work. And I think if given the right opportunity with the right organization, you know, I'm going to see Marcus be successful at the next level. I truly believe that. And I know, you know, he got overshined a little bit by Dewey, but his grind and his grit, I think, is going to speak for itself in the next few years.
Good to talk to you. Jake Dickard, the new defensive coordinator at the University of Wyoming. Looking forward to seeing the last few signees that you guys are going to pick up for the late signing period, which starts a week from today. And we appreciate some time. Stay warm out there, man. Appreciate it, Jake.
Anytime. I appreciate you guys. Go folks.
Thanks, Jake. Bye-bye.